Hi, welcome to Fashion Freaks with Kaylin and Carson, where we hope to make your day stylish and fabulous. Today we are diving into some spring styles you might see in 2021 and reviewing said styles for how trendy and cute they are. Okay, so for the colors of the season, we got sage, baby pink, beige, and white.
I feel like a good way to incorporate this is by using florals or just cute little pastel accessories and having colors like khakis and white overlaying colors to help add a primary color to the overall outfit.
Yeah, and I've been seeing a lot of like 70s like patterns, like the crazy like psychedelic kind of patterns.
Yeah.
With all those colors, fancy and fun.
I feel like those fun patterns coming back in style is a really nice opportunity, especially for spring, because it has a nice little boho sort of look. Not to mention pairing them with like some nice bell bottoms or flares or some high-waisted shorts, something like that for the warm weather.
I've been seeing corset tops in the beginning of like winter coming. I love those. I love corsets.
Corset tops have been coming around lately, and I love the style of them so much, but I think they're gonna be great during spring, where you don't have to wear like a jacket over it or anything, and you can truly have just the corset top be your statement piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a very bold kind of choice of fashion that has come in this year.
It's very edgy, but still very stylish and chic.
Because it used to be kind of like an alternative kind of like statement piece, but now it's kind of coming into like the, you know.
Yeah, into more like softer scenes. I really like the way that's being incorporated.
Love that. And I really like the long skirts that are coming in.
Yes, and I feel like that's perfect for the spring. Just a nice little, like, vibe. Not too sweaty or anything. Perfect amount of, like, temperature for that time.
Yeah, and they're, like, all floral and pretty. I really like it when they're, like, darker colors and then it complements, like, a brighter top.
Yeah.
I think that is going to be seen a lot this spring. I think tennis skirts are going to come back too.
Yes, tennis skirts I've seen a lot of, especially plaid ones. Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely in love with that look. It creates such a nice silhouette, and I'm glad those are coming back.
Mm-hmm. And mesh tops.
Mesh, that's also perfect for the spring in order to, like, still, if you want to show more color, like, through a long sleeve, but without having to sweat with the warmer weather or anything like that.
Yeah, I think it's a very fun way to, like, show off skin, but also, like, keep it, like,
casual.
Yeah, I think, and, like, I like it when the mesh is, like, it's, like, the different fabrics, like, the different colors. Yes. I like that a lot. And, like, the butterfly kind of deal, like, the butterfly, like, shirts. I've been seeing those a lot.
Butterfly clips a lot. Those are such a cute accessory that I'm glad are coming back from, like, the 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember seeing butterfly clips a lot in, like, 2019.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they're, like, coming back into style.
They're such a cute way to add some flair to a hairstyle, mm-hmm. or, like, add just a little bit of pop of color to the rest of your day.
It's very, very cute, very, very kidcore.
Yeah, it's very.
And I really like the touches of, like, brown and darker colors. Yes.
Brown and green, like, especially, like, the sage green we mentioned, or, like, a matcha green, has been showing up a lot. And I absolutely adore the color combination of, like, a khaki or a pale brown paired with, like, something green.
Mm-hmm.
Such a cute combo and perfect for the springtime.
Yeah, because it just reminds me of, like, very, like, plant, very floral, like, I don't know, very nature.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. Baby tees.
Ooh. Crop tops and baby tees in general are, like, perfect for the spring, warm weather, but also not too, like, revealing or anything.
Yeah.
Depends on your comfort, of course, but you could always pair it with, like, just a lighter cardigan on top or a mesh top even, just to give yourself a little bit of more comfort if that's not your specific style, but you could still totally rock a baby tee.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's changed a lot over the past few years. I feel like baby tees were very, like, a different scene of people were wearing them a couple years ago. And I feel like it's kind of, like, changed into, like, a more, like, nature floral vibe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kinda
speaking cute. About floral patterns always come around during the spring. It's mm-hmm. very generic. But I like the idea of what I've seen in recent years rather than those watercolor looking floral
yes.
patterns. We've seen a lot of more cartoony flowers, like yeah. Golf des Fleurs sort of patterns, mm-hmm. or just like little cartoon daisies. Mm-hmm. That's such a cute concept, and I really love that, and it really brings sort of a twist to that whole floral trend during spring. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's very strange how, like, Tyler, the creator, has still have, like, an influence on, like, spring fashion
yes.
these years.
Got especially to... with the track Flower Boy, that yeah. still is influencing spring fashion yeah. to this day, and I think that's amazing.
Love him. Alright, so we're gonna get into more opinionated questions. How is this style going to evolve over the season?
Like, kimonos in order to, adapt to the weather change, which will be definitely necessary in Missouri since we always hit like 90 degrees by April.
mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like how it's evolving now. Like, I see more people like going not crazier, but going like more out of their comfort zone with how they're dressing, and like long skirts, as we said, and like different colors rather than just like the plain blue jeans and like a basic top. I really like how people are being very adventurous this season.
Those bright colors like whites and those pastel colors are such a great way to add a pop of color, but also show like that you have confidence enough to wear that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such an easy way to just add a little bit of more flair without really like jumping out of your comfort zone too much, but still having a little spice to the outfit.
Mm-hmm. All right. How is the new style different from last spring?
Last spring, I'm trying to think. Well, last spring we were all in quarantine,
yeah.
so I did not see a lot of fashion because I did not see a lot of anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that has given a lot of people the chance to really like evolve
yeah.
fashion, take a lot of like looks at their closet, try out a lot of new things,
mm-hmm.
find some things out of their comfort zone, and I think that's a great
mm-hmm.
time for spring to happen.
I feel like as more people were becoming environmentally conscious over quarantine, I feel like thrifting was a more common thing too. So
yes.
I guess like these like 2000s like inspired outfits are probably like based over how people are like thrifting more.
Yeah, a lot of upcycling sort of styles, like those sewn together shirts or
mm-hmm.
like baggier jeans that have a specific altered fit, I think is very like environmental, and it's
mm-hmm.
such a good way to like still be fashionable but on a budget without
mm-hmm.
worrying about that too much.
Yeah, I feel like we're slowly becoming more environmentally conscious and like very very natureful
yeah.
with our fashion, which I think it's very good for us. What are you / we hoping to see with the new styles of spring?
I'm hoping to see a lot of definitely a lot of more pops of color, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people are afraid to do that, like usually staying to more neutrals like grays, blacks, or like, we get in the rut of using the same things, but spring's literally the perfect time to add some new spring changes. Like, while the flowers are blooming, you might as well bloom as well.
Yeah. Like, I want to see if, like, the indie style from the summer,
yes.
like, comes back in, like, a different way.
I feel like that indie Tyler the Creator sort of look is absolutely perfect for spring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's such a great color combination,
mm-hmm.
but it's also a great way to still stay comfortable during these warmer times.
Yeah, I kind of see, like, there's people that dress like that, and then there's people who dress with, like, very natural tones.
Yes.
There's like definitely two sides to like the spring fashion this year.
I've seen a lot of like fairy core coming in.
Yes!
With a lot of like darker greens, mossy tone, which I think is a good way
yeah.
to add sort of like a grungier look to the
mm-hmm.
spring while still staying spring, and I absolutely adore that combination.
I'm in love with the, like, grungy, like, fairy core outfits. I think that, like, ties in, like, long skirts and, like, the 2000s, like, early 2000s kind of outfits.
Yes, and it's very much, a breath of fresh air. Like, it's not a style you have seen very often in the past year, and it's really cool to see people, like, expressing themselves and stepping out of their comfort zone with that style.
Yes. What are our favorite parts of the new styles this spring?
Ooh, I've been trying to think of what I've noticed a lot of. I absolutely like a lot of the ways people are now accessorizing. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen a lot of those clay.
Yes!
Those clay rings so coming cute. Back, so colorful. Same with, like, beaded bracelets and just, like, beaded jewelry. I love it. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. A lot of charms, which is such a great way to just add color.
Mm-hmm. I really like how we have stepped away from, like, just basic t-shirts with, like, the corset tops and the mesh tops and the cut-up, the mixed tees.
Yeah.
I think those are very, very cute, and I like how I'm seeing a lot more people wear them rather than just, like, plain t-shirts and, like, a pair of jeans. I feel like we're definitely stepping out of our comfort zone with, like, the way we wear shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like even with jeans, since we've steered more away from, like, skinny jeans and more towards, like, boot cut and baggier jeans and just different sort of silhouettes, I absolutely love how people are experimenting with that and being able to express that, like, different shapes.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cute. All right, how will we style these new trends?
I'm trying to cop a pair of, like, brown khakis. Yes. I'm looking to get a lot of green pieces to just add some nice matcha flair to the rest of my outfit.
I have my pink corset top that I've been really wanting to wear this spring because I did get it over Christmas and I haven't been able to wear it. And I just went to Goodwill and I got two pairs of brown tan pants.
Ooh.
So we'll see what we do with that. I definitely am excited to use all the color in my closet because winter has limited my color usage. It's very, very hard to style during the winter for me. Do we prefer last year's style or this year's style?
I think I really like this year's style and how everything's changing. The experiments with the silhouettes, the ability to still have, like, a springy fashion but a grungy look at the same time, which I think is, like, a wonderful combination. I really like how that's emerging.
I'm just gonna go off the summer indie style. As obsessed as I was with that style, I am very excited to see how the spring comes with, like, their style, and even when it gets into the summertime, what that's gonna, like, be like. They're so different. I feel like they're just such different styles. One's very bright and, like, very indie, I guess you could say. And then I feel like this year, it's just very grunge, very mellow, and I like it. I think they both have their goods.
Yeah.
They're good things.
I feel like it's a nice evolution through quarantine of people being able to express themselves more through fashion without being afraid of it. And just being able to experiment more. And I love how that's emerging, especially during a new springtime where the weather's changing and we can see how everyone's adapting to that.
Yeah. All right, predictions for summer styles.
Ooh. I have seen a lot of that cartoony floral still emerging, but I've also seen a lot of sort of animal prints. And I'm excited to see how that translates to, like, spring clothing. I think we'll see a lot of, like, swimsuits with that sort of style, which I am in love with.
I feel like the lettuce cut is going to come back.
Yes.
Because I've been seeing a couple of swimsuits with that cut. It's very, like, it's more flowy than it's been in past years.
Yeah.
I feel like definitely more flowy clothing is going to come into style, and I'm just very curious to see if, like, that indie style does come back, or if it will just be completely different, because I feel like spring is, like, early 2000s grunge, so I wonder if summer is going to be, like, early 2000s, like, pop, kind of, like,
yeah,
like, girly.
I'm hoping for like a Britney Spears sort of vibe. That'll be so cute to see.
I will not be excited if Lil Wasted Jeans comes back though.
Same. Oh my god. That is not for my body type. No. There's some people who can rock it. I am not one of them. Props to them. I just, no, I'm gonna stick to my high waisted.
Low waisted is, no, I'm not gonna let that come back into style. But that wraps it up for this week's Fashion Freaks with Carson Williams and Kaylin Hodges. I hope you guys learn a bit about spring styles for 2021, and I hope you use this knowledge for your own fashion sense. Bye!
Adios!